o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch. I have not stopped smiling since we started playing Stocko Tuesday. What is the original where is that from?
Honestly, 6 years ago, I do not remember.
But is it a real song that we altered?
Yes. So that song exists.
Let's be honest, you're not searching Stocko Tuesday on Spotify.
Yes, correct.
That's getting called up.
That was not a custom request that we put in from, I think it's Lil Jon who does it. So Taco Tuesday was a song at one point, popularized by LeBron James, if I remember correctly, back in the day.
Okay.
And so we rolled with that, and we added a little in front of it every time we wanted to say Stocko Tuesday. It played quite well, I thought.
It did indeed. Yeah. Hopefully our green and gold game preview plays as well now.
Let's take a closer look at this week's matchup. This is the Green and Gold Game Preview.
Good to hear that again, didn't it? Even though it's preseason football, the Green Bay Packers and the New York Jets, Saturday night under the lights at Lambeau Field, our first glimpse at what some real football looks like for the 2025 season. We have our customary questions for the Green and Gold Game Preview each and every week. We're going to do it a little differently in the preseason. Here is question number one for you guys. Tausch, what's the most compelling storyline leading into this first preseason game for the Packers and Jets?
How much are the starters going to play? I think for me, that's the, you know, in Jordan Love is at the top of that list. But that's the first part of what I think now everybody is wondering when preseason football kicks off. We saw a couple of games last night. We saw different approaches by different teams. I think I was anticipating maybe Jordan Love playing a little bit more than he did last season. It sounds as if Jason J. Wilde is predicting a little bit less than what they did. And if that is indeed the case, is that going to get us off to a slow start in a game that is a season that we cannot get off to a slow start?
He played three snaps last year. If the drive takes longer than three snaps.
Eight. I thought you said eight and a half.
No, the defense played eight. Offense played three. Yep.
So that's the storyline for me. How many snaps will they get tomorrow night? And is that going to be the end of their time on the field in the preseason?
What is the key to the game that we ban from usage? Turnovers?
Turnovers.
Winning the turnover battle. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm assuming that we would have a similar ban on preseason on this, but it's all about not having guys get hurt. I'm sorry. I'm not going to change my position on that. And it's not going to stop making me concerned about potential injuries in games that don't count. I am scarred, like Ted Thompson was before me, by that experience in Pittsburgh. I will never forget it. My flight was canceled the day before the game, so I flew in day of. I'm in a cab, worrying about getting there for kickoff. Got there as they were singing, "Oh, Say Can." That's when I walked into the press box. I, of course, stopped once I got inside the doorway. And then I believe it was on the first offensive series that Jordy Nelson blew out his ACL. And that was a team that had been, should have been in the Super Bowl the previous year. And oddly enough, they started the year 6-0 without Jordy and then crashed and burned in a huge way and went 4-6 down the stretch, limped into the playoffs, and were donezo. I don't know if they're a Super Bowl team if Jordy Nelson doesn't get hurt. But I sure would have liked to. What's the line you use from the American president? I would have liked that campaign. I would have liked that season. I would have liked to have seen what it looks like with a healthy Jordy Nelson, because he was the best wide receiver in football right then. So that's number one for me. Next.
It's the most compelling storyline is hoping no one gets injured.
It is. Yeah. I mean, look, I love Bo Melton. And I love the Omar Brown. Let's see if he can add to his interceptions. But yes, because, you know, here's the thing. If somebody of significance gets hurt, what's going to be the most compelling storyline on this show on Monday? What the hell are they going to do without Kenny Clark or whoever it would be?
Oh, I wouldn't put names behind that.
Yeah, I regret that. Risky. I shouldn't have said that.
Redo.
Yeah,
pull that back.
Edit that out for the podcast.
I won't. Question number two. Who is
Buy more Stocko Tuesday over it.
Who is the most important player you'll be watching most intently on Saturday night, Tausch?
Yeah, it's Jordan Morgan. Jason mentioned earlier in the show that Sheed probably is not playing. Jordan Morgan got some good reps last week in family night, and it sounds like it was at best up and down. So he's going to get opportunities to play. Whether the Jets, I am guessing with their new coach, they're going to come out firing. They're going to play their starters. They're going to play their guys. And you're going to get to go against a really good defense. Remember, the Jets' defense has a lot of talent on it. And I didn't even remember the pick swap. Pick swap in the house Saturday. So, good player. And if he lines up, you're going to get a good look at Jordan Morgan and how he can hold up. I don't think it's going to matter if he plays great. Does that then give him maybe a – maybe that opens that window back up, because I think it was getting pretty tight as far as Sheed taking that left tackle spot. I still believe that is who will be playing against Detroit. But I'll be intrigued to watch how well Jordan Morgan, or not well, he plays tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't know how tight it got, because, again, the Thursday where Jordan Morgan took the left tackle snaps for both of the two-minute drives late in practice, it turned out it was because Sheed had dropped out of practice. So I don't know if he had closed the gap or that was just circumstantial. And we haven't gotten a chance to talk to Steno since that happened. So I can't speak intelligently as to why that was what it was. Mine's Matthew Golden. Am I curious about Bo Melton? Of course I am. Am I curious about Jordan Morgan? Absolutely I am. But for me, Matthew Golden's playing his first NFL game. And it's another milepost on his journey toward being a major contributor, is to see what he's able to do in his first NFL game, albeit an exhibition. So
he's
my
pick.
Yeah, I think he's going to play. I think he's going to play more than the other guys that would be starters. Okay. Next. Okay.
Last up in our green and gold game preview. Oh, look at this. Besides avoiding injury, Saturday's first preseason game will be considered a success if blank. Tausch, fill in the blank.
You know what I kind of want to see happen here? And I don't think it will. I want to see Malik Willis play so well. Indianapolis, their guy gets hurt. Their other guy not very good. I would love for the rumblings to start of what teams are going to come and approach the Green Bay Packers about poaching Malik Willis for a high pick. I don't think Green Bay should do it.
How
but
high?
I want to... What?
How high? How high of a pick?
No, you're asking me what the story, what I want to see happen.
No.
I don't know.
You said which teams are going to approach the Packers for a high pick, and I'm asking you...
Yeah.
What would it take for GM Tausch, if he does what you say you would like to see him do, which is play so well that there's going to be interest? What round of a draft pick would it take for you to give up that security blanket who went 3-0 in the games he played extensively?
Third round pick.
Okay, I would trade him too. I'm with you.
If Indianapolis calls at the end of August and says, and let's say, I don't know, somebody else emerges, you're not going to feel great if you don't have Malik Willis.
I would agree.
Mm-hmm. Is it worth a third-round pick for a couple of wins? Man, last year we needed him. You talk about sneaking in the playoffs as a seventh seed. If we got Sean Clifford last year, does that team make the playoffs? I don't think so. Another great move by Goot, bringing in Malik Willis. But if Indy calls, because he is going to probably be gone if he has the preseason we expect, he ain't going to get a compensatory pick to being that high. So third-round pick, I think I'm going to let him go. I do, especially if it's the Colts, because they're going to stink.
Yeah, I guess I'm – Now you did such a great job of arguing that point that now I'm stopping and rethinking mine. By the way, Anthony Richardson dislocated his right pinky finger, but he's fine. He could practice as soon as Saturday, per Adam Schefter.
You got to be able to pick up that blitz. Like that's,
if he...
That's like scat protection 101 right there. So
if
that's another story.
If they miss the playoffs without Malik Willis, which is exactly 100% true, then I don't... Maybe a third round pick's not enough for me. Because that really was the... I mean, look at how we'd be looking at this team right now had he not come in and played well enough for them to win. All they needed... They needed all those wins. They needed them all. And he got them all. So, really good point. It will also be a success, not just if the offensive starters come out healthy, but also if they put up a touchdown on their opening drive, because they were not very good on family night, and they have not been great in the last like week and a half. They had a good day yesterday from those who actually attended practice as opposed to me, but they have been very up and down. And I'm not sure that they're super thrilled with where they're at offensively, which leads me to also wonder if they go three and out instead of the third play being the 65-yard touchdown to Dontavian Wicks.
Bring it around, yep.
They're going to come back. One. I think they're going to play another series.
I've seen that play before. I can tell you, I've seen that play before. And then you know what? When you go three and out again, you know what happens?
You're out there again.
Anger. Get your blanket. Then you start going against the threes, and you go three and out, and then they start wondering maybe they're going to have to get a couple first downs, or they're going to play more for sure.
You would much rather have a touchdown and then sit back on the bench and have yourself a Tito's if you're
Jordan Love. Tito's. I love Tito's with you know what I've told you. I love it with that grape juice.
Yeah,
Jesse, what is that called to get on a golf course?
The transfusion.
You get them all the time?
The transfusion.
A transfusion. Absolutely, I love it with Gatorade. You can have it. The great thing is it's going to be a nice hot summer weekend. Get yourself a little lemonade, a little iced tea. It doesn't matter. It's always great with Tito's. And you can do it when you're flipping burgers. You can do it wherever you're at this weekend. And you know what else we love about Tito's besides their great taste and the fact it goes great with everything? The fact that they're out in the community in a big way, partnering with nonprofits all across the country. And, you know, they love helping out our four-legged friends. So next time you're raising a glass, make sure it's Tito's Handmade Vodka, distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation out in Austin, Texas, 40% by volume. Savor Tito's responsibly.
More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We're going to do our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, as we do all season long with Steinhoffels. But I do want to take a quick moment before you play the music, Jesse. Who are we banning from eligibility this year?
My verdict would be, or I'll open the bidding at preseason everybody's fair game.
Yeah, sure. I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. So rules don't really apply in the preseason.
No, you can pick Jordan Love if you want.
As we get to the regular season, Jordan Love, Josh Jacobs, Xavier McKinney feel like slam dunk ineligibles.
Okay, I agree with you.
And then I don't like, depending on what the receiver or the tight end stuff looks like we might get Tucker Kraft to that
Tucker
point.
Tucker Kraft, nope. Yeah.
You're already banning him.
But not Matthew Golden, even though high expectations, first-round pick, doesn't exactly fit the sleeper suit.
Not yet.
I think all of the wideouts are available early. If Romeo Doubs becomes the one, like, in a big way, or if Golden Okay.
We'll know after a couple of weeks what the receiver status looks
Fair
like.
Fair enough. Yeah. Time now for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week. Don't sleep,
you gotta stay up. Hey there, sleepyhead. Wakey, wakey.
Okay, camper, rise and shine.
It's time for the Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week on Wilby and Tausch.
It is time for our Steinhoffel Sleepers of the Week, and this has been going, now entering its 10th season. We started this right from the jump when we began. Tausch, who you got?
I just want to make sure I don't Wildy this. I haven't been
That is the toughest thing in the preseason. Yes.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Now, wait, I had a guy who didn't play, but I also had a guy who was released before the game.
You had a guy that got cut. Yeah, that was a tough one for you.
Not great.
Savion Williams is going to be good to go health-wise. He's playing.
I don't know, Jim.
That's what I'm nervous about.
Yeah, he's been kind of in and out of the lineup.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Do it. Come on. Let's see. Come on. Let's see. Come on. Do it.
I don't want to Wildy it. I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to. I'm going to go Matthew Golden. I think they're going to do things to get him the football. Well, what? I want to pick a wide out or a running back. That's how these games, that's how you win in Steinhoffels, sleepers. You got to have somebody pop. I think Matthew Golden, first game at Lambeau, going to be, I think, a concerted effort to have him look the part. I think you're going to see all that you've been hearing about. They want to showcase it a little bit. I think old MG, 22, going to be the guy. He is my Steinhoffels sleeper of the week.
So on brand. And since you brought him up, I was actually thinking about him even beforehand. I will put myself out there on that creaky branch. We talked to Savion a little bit yesterday. He had shoulder surgery for a torn labrum, which he played through all of his final season at TCU. So that's why he was wearing the red no-contact jersey throughout OTAs and minicamp, not doing a whole lot. Didn't feel good about his shoulder till the start of July. Has been in and out then because of a concussion he suffered before they even put the pads on. He is definitely a sleeper and fits the suits. And I am going to take him as my Steinhoffel sleeper
and
of the week.
Just for the record, because we ask a lot of our 565 analytics crew, we don't need winners and losers in the preseason. If you want to go through your process and do that, but you don't need to have the – because they got heavily criticized last year, mainly by Jesse, but by you too.
No, they were criticized by you when they wouldn't pick
yours.
You bullied them
early.
You're
a revisionist history.
You bullied them early, and then they were afraid of the rest of the year.
That's exactly what happened, Jesse.
If I may, the analytics crew, you are not mandated to. Now, once Detroit comes around, you're back on, if you're so willing to accept that challenge. Preseason, we do not need you to give us a verdict on winning and losing. We will do that ourselves if we decide to do that. So just make sure the guys know.
Noted.
Jesse, it's your turn.
What would Bo Melton have to do to win a sleeper of the week?
Pick six.
No.
Pick six.
I think if he just has a pick.
That pick is good.
I don't think he's
going to
do that.
By the way, the good people in the ESPN Madison YouTube comments, which include several staffers at 565 Analytics, predicted I would take Bo Melton.
Shouldn't they be working?
for their non-existent salary?
Tausch claimed it was back to work a few weeks ago.
Not only that, he just told them that they didn't have to do the job because he's afraid that he won't win.
No. I want him fresh. They don't need
wait,
reps.
Wait, you want to play your starters in the preseason, but you don't want to play your 565 analytics starters?
I want him rested. Yes.
The bubble long wrap season him, baby.
Up. Yep.
All right, Jesse, who you got?
So, yeah, I'm debating here. there's always a couple of positions, a couple of players when we get into the first preseason game that people overreact to after the first game. I'm going to go with Taylor Elgersma, the fourth quarterback, because I think he's going to do something in the fourth quarter against a bunch of guys who probably won't be in the league, and we're going to come in and say, he looked pretty good. And not going to go anywhere, but Taylor Elgersma, the quarterback, is going to be my pick for Steinhoffel Sleeper of the Week this weekend.
It's a very sleepy sleeper. Well done, Jesse. All right, we need to get to Whoa Nelly coming up, and Jesse has to pick this week's trivia winner for the ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. But not before I tell you about the Steinhoffel's Labor Day sale. What? Get an early start with the Labor Day sale right now. Save 10% off store-wide, or take advantage of 36-month 0% financing. Plus, get $65 off every $650 you spend. What is this, for Tausch's jersey number? On bedroom sets, dining, sofas, and more. And if you need a new mattress, there's never been a better time. Save up to $900 on the Beautyrest Black Adjustable Base Set and ask about the 60-month 0% financing. Steinhoffel's is Wisconsin's furniture and mattress leader, so shop in-store or online at steinhoffels.com. Whoa Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch on 100.5 ESPN is brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Everlight Solar.
Before Whoa Nelly, Jesse needs to draw this week's winner for trivia.
Sorry, getting our big special anniversary graphic off our video stream. Happy 9th
anniversary. It's a good graphic. Good job, Jesse.
I like that one. All right. A lot of entries in here this week. Got a couple of first-time contestants. Back to an ESPN Wisconsin prize pack. And congratulations to Eric in Madison. Yesterday's contestant, Eric in Madison. That's fitting because he answered questions all about the history of Pizza Hut in a week where we had our big Pizza Hut extravaganza down in Platteville. Eric is our winner this week.
How many entries did he have?
He had three from yesterday. Three.
Okay, there you have it. We don't have time for three topics in Whoa Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Siraco's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
The Milwaukee Brewers host the New York Mets this weekend. Brewers are hot. Mets are struggling.
Not.
8 of their last 9. Also, Mets and Jets coming to Wisconsin this weekend. That's kind of fun. Anyway, they are selling pocket pancakes at American Family Field Sundays for the rest of the season. Pocket pancakes, the Ball 4 pocket pack, and the Double Chicken and Pancakes pocket pack. So the Ball 4 pocket pack is like the traditional pancakes with syrup. And then there's two pancakes that are wrapped like tacos around chicken. And you could order those on Sundays as well. Pocket pancakes coming to American Family Field starting this Sunday and all Sunday home games for the remainder of this season. You gonna eat one, Tausch?
I think it's fun. I want more fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is so serious now. And Murph pulling out pancakes out of his pocket, and they're wolfing them down. Do most people want to eat pancakes out of pockets? Probably not. But it's a fun little shtick. This team is fun. You're embracing all of it. And you're doing some different ballpark foods. So I'm all in. I think it's fun. And, yes, if I get down there on a Sunday, I will check out these. I don't know about the chicken in the pancake. I don't know about that.
Chicken and waffles?
Yeah, it's like a chicken and waffles.
Chicken and pancake.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. 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 So, but I'm going to be – I'd do pancakes, I think.
So I love this. And what I love about it is it shows kind of the fun and creativity and being nimble with something that just happened like a week ago and having something ready then. I have a friend – Josh, who works for the Beloit Sky Carp, and I love the minor league baseball thing, right? I covered the Madison Black Wolf when they were the independent minor league team in Madison early in my career. Obviously, the Mallards have had a bunch of success. The Sky Carp in Beloit, they do a lot of really fun things. And I just think that minor league baseball, when it comes to marketing, is a really cool space. And this feels a little minor league baseball-y. Like, hey, we're going to do something wacky. Our manager had a pocket pancake, and now you're going to be able to get them at the concession stand. I love it.
So you love minor league baseball, you just said, right?
I do, yes.
Oh, no.
When's the last time you've been to a minor league baseball game?
Oh, no.
I said I love the vibe.
I'm just curious.
Why do you do this? Why do you do this?
I don't know. I honestly was trying to hold myself back. I was trying to hold myself, but when you first said it, I'm like, I just wonder the last minor league game you went to.
We went to a Timber Rattlers game, I think, 3 years ago, maybe.
Okay. So what's so different? Why are you so mad at me about it? I just was curious.
Because you just can't, you can't accept my statement.
You know you weren't.
I did. But I was curious when the last game you went to was.
When's the last time you went to a minor league baseball game?
I went to a Mallards game. Matter of fact, Sarah and Eleanor went to the Nightmares Championship the other night.
Did you go?
I wasn't there. I was in Platteville. So, no. I also ate Raven. I didn't love. So, I didn't say I love. If I say, hey, I love the Brewers, hey, when's the last time? I went to a game in Germany. Go again in September. That's all. I didn't think it was that defensive, but I knew you would get mad about it, so I shouldn't have, but I couldn't help myself. I couldn't.
That's the bottom line on our 9th anniversary. You can never help yourself.
Well,
you can never hold it in.
Deal.
You ever can. You never can.
If Jesse says, I love eating at Quick Trip, I bet if I say, well, Jesse, when's the last time you were at Quick Trip? He'd be like, oh, it was last week. It wouldn't be. It was 7 years ago. That's all. That's all.
One call.
You still can't help yourself.
You're still going.
I know. I don't want to do it, but I had to. And you know what else you have to do? Head over to Kids Corner this weekend. Make this game day. Brewers are on a roll. You're getting pocket pancakes. You're getting everything else. Make game day a dream for the whole family at parking lot patio during Kids Day. Before first pitch, head down to the clock tower entrance outside American Family Field and let the fun begin. From free face painting, temporary tattoos, photo ops, yard games, free giveaways, live music from local DJs, it is the perfect pregame stop for families. Come early, have fun, make it a day to remember. Again, this Sunday, you got Kids Corner Focus, everything you're looking for, and it's all thanks to American Family Insurance.
We'll wrap up the week and wrap up the show and be late with Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
Born and raised. Time for Feel Good Friday, painted by Holman Lindsay Paints, and I turn it over to the inventor, not of Stocko Tuesday, but Feel Good Friday, Mark Tauscher.
Just love when a cause starts small and grows into something big, and that's Mel's Charities. It's in Ozaukee County. Started off with a small Tom Mel Stanton. Started off $350 to the Special Olympics, and it has grown into great times for great causes, and it has raised over $1 million. Just love it when you have that. And as Mel says, it's amazing what can be accomplished by having fun, not taking yourself too seriously, and a huge dose of God's grace. Love when people just continue to do great things out in the community. Mel, great job down there in Ozaukee County. Keep up the good work.
And our buddy Doug from Kohler Services connected you with them, right?
He did, yeah. He's obviously a big part of that down there, too. But just, you know, everybody coming together in the community to try and do great things to help out as many people as they can. I always tip the cap. Love finishing our week with those great stories.
Amen to that. That's it for us today. When's the last time you went to a minor league baseball game? Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on the ESPN Wisconsin app.